you take your law and order in this town seriously?
Are you kidding?
Excuse me for asking.
Jericho gets that. I don't really think Eddie didn't really have the shoulders pressed that time. I think Eddie wants to inflict some more damage here on Jericho.
A nonchalant cover.
walking the ropes. Up. Powerbombed out of that. Well, he really telegraphed that one.
That'll change your thinking.
And it changed Eddie's thinking as he tries to scoot out and now pulled back in by the champ. Jericho, who on WCW Saturday night regained the Cruiserweight Championship just last week. And now.
The giant swing, here you go. Oh, this makes you dizzy. Both men be dizzy here. I'm dizzy looking at it.
But even more so with Eddie, knowing that his head is pointing to the ground and all the blood rushing to the head. Combine that with the giant swing, and Eddie can barely even get to his side.
Does anything
go? Does steel chairs go?
I think I've mentioned that like 8 times.
Do you not hear anything?
Well, it's a steel chair.
Sir. What is a steel chair doing inside a Hell in a Cell?
Well, we'll get them.
Use a wicker chair next time to make you happy. My God. Steel on the spine of a world's heavyweight champion. And I'll tell you what, you talk about some payback time and a man reaping what he has sown. Triple H has been one of the most arrogant, uncaring that this company has ever seen. And now he is.
Oh boy. What a potty mouth. So much for objectivity.
objectivity when it comes to Triple H. Nash. It's just overpowering. This is just Kevin Nash imposing his physical will on the heavyweight champion. And I respect Triple H's toughness. He's beat the best in the business. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. He's beat Austin. He's beat Ross. He's beat The Undertaker. Triple H has beaten them all. But I don't think
we're going to have to call him names. How would you like it if in the Oklahoma game the announcer just said, well, look at those red and white out there scoring a touchdown. You wouldn't like that, would you?
Well, I probably wouldn't care for it. That'd be their prerogative. They're not doing this. And I am. Oh, look at this. God almighty. This is OD steel step. This is going to sound bad. It's going to look bad. Man, that was aiming right for the head of the game. Triple H fighting his way back up. You talk about a guy seeing his life again flash before him, and Triple H with an adrenaline rush.
Take a look at this. This almost hit Triple H, but you know what I think this was? I think this was a wake-up call for Triple H. You know what that did? I'll tell you, that pissed him off right there.
I'll tell you what, that would have been emphatically over if those steps had hit Triple H in the face. He was done for. He was fried, died, and laid to the side. And look at this. Jack Knight coming. Triple H. Triple H used a cage to leverage himself back down and hit Lynch down out of desperation, perhaps.
Look at this. He is clubbing Kevin Nash right into oblivion.
Hard right hand.
Wow.
What do you say, Nash?
And now, he ain't looking under the ring. And I don't think Austin and Bischoff thought about what all was under the ring. That's a toolbox.
Yep, that's a toolbox.
And,
Triple H's got a little work to do here tonight.
Well, the handy hardware man, Triple H.
It's tool time.
What the hell has he got in his hand there?
I think that's the metal lid to that toolbox.
Hard right hand again, the knockdown, and Triple H.
Hammer!
Hammer!
Don't hurt me, Hammer!
Good God!
Eva, look, he's at the jukebox.
Well, get out on that floor and hit that rug tonight. Well, get out on that floor and hit that rug tonight. We're gonna shake that rug till early, early light. I say it romp and stomp, it's not like the devil on the thread. Yeah. I say it romp and stomp, it's not like the devil on the thread. Well, stand back, baby, I believe I'm gonna free my edge. You gotta straighten your up. Yeah, straighten your up. You gotta give it a push. Yeah, give it a shove. Well, rug cutting, honey, now, baby, give it a tug. That mean old rug don't bite your back. You better watch that mean old rug don't bite your back. Yeah, I'm telling you, baby, it ain't no back or back. You gotta straighten the rug. Yeah, straighten it out. You gotta give it a shove. Yeah, scream and shout. Well, rug come, honey, you know what I'm talking about. Well, rug come, honey, come on and straighten it out. And there's nobody I'd rather strain and win than you.
This is not Mel Torme.
Maybe there's a clue in this book that says Peggy's customers.
Give me that, Steve. That might be it. Now get a pen, write this down. Ah, here we go. Peggy Bundy, Peggy Bundy, Peggy Bundy. Ah, here it is. Peggy Bundy.
Look, Al, why don't we just skip over her and get to the people who actually bought the cosmetics?
All righty. Peggy Bundy, Peggy Bundy, Peggy Bundy. She's her own customer, Steve. All this time she's been buying all this stuff herself.
Al, your life is pathetic.
You're not really making any money.
Oh, yes, I am. They send me checks.
Ah, yes, but you send them much bigger ones. And that's what we call in the world of business sending your husband rocketing to the poorhouse. Why didn't you sell any makeup, Peg?
Well, like I told the girls, it's not very good.
Well, then why did you keep buying it?
Because that's how I make my money.
How much do we owe for the cosmetics, Peg?
$623.
Well, at least you're not in real estate.
Where are you going?
We owe a lot of money, Peg. I know what I have to do.
You didn't make the noise, Bundy.
Whoosh!
Cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost. You took me home, you gave me hope. When I was at the end and turned my light back into truth again, you even called me friend. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my. Put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me.
This night
How do you do, Mr. Gutman?
You begin well, sir. I distrust a man who says Wayne. He's got to be careful not to drink too much, because he's not to be trusted when he does.
Well, sir?
Here's to plain speaking and clear understanding. You're a close-mouthed man?
I like to talk.
Better and better. I distrust a close-mouthed man. He generally picks the wrong time to talk and says the wrong things. Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. Now, sir, we'll talk if you like. I tell you right out, I'm a man who likes talking to a man who likes to talk.
Swell. Will we talk about the blackbird?
You're the man for me, sir. No beating about the bush. Right to the point. Let's talk about the blackbird, by all means. Professor, answer me a question. Are you here as Miss O'Shaughnessy's representative?
Well, there's nothing certain either way. It depends.
Depends on? Maybe it depends on Joel Cairo.
Maybe.
The question is, then, which you represent. It'll be one or the other.
I didn't say so.
Who else is it?
There's me.
That's wonderful, sir, wonderful. I do like a man who tells you right after he's looking out for himself. Don't we all? I don't trust a man who says he's not.
Uh-huh. Now let's talk about the blackbird.
Let's. Mr. Spade, have you any conception of how much money can be got for that blackbird?
No.
Well, sir, if I told you, half, you'd call me a liar.
No, not even if I thought so. But you tell me what it is, and I'll figure out the profit.
You mean you don't know what the bird is?
Oh, I know what it's supposed to look like. And I know the value in human life you people put on it.
She didn't tell you what it is? Cairo didn't either?
He offered me $10,000 for it.
$10,000, mind you, not even pounds. Do they know what that bird is, sir? What is your impression?
Well, there's not very much to go by. Cairo didn't say he did, and he didn't say he didn't. She said she didn't, but I took it for granted she was lying.
Not an injudicious thing to do. If they don't know, I'm the only one in the whole wide, sweet world who does.
Well, when you've told me, that'll make two of us.
Mathematically correct, sir. But I don't know for certain that I'm going to tell you.
Oh, it'll be foolish. You know what it is. I know where it is. That's why I'm here.
Well, sir, where is it? You see, I must tell you what I know. But you won't tell me what you know. It's hardly equitable, sir. No, no. Don't think we can do business along those lines.
I'll think again and think fast. I told that gunsel of yours you'd have to talk to me before you're through. I'm telling you now, you'll talk to me today or you're through. What are you wasting my time for? I can get along without you. And another thing. Keep that gunsel out of my way while you're making up your mind. I'll kill him. If you don't, I'll kill him.
Well, sir, I must say you have a most violent temper.
Think it over. You've got till 5 o'clock.
And you're either in or out.
For keeps!
Move! but you say brush off mistakes.
Tiger style. Tiger style.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. 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 Fuck.
Nah.
Yeah, representing Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island.
This afternoon. Funny old world, isn't it? But this is the other song that I know on the piano.
Feel it in the air tonight, oh Lord, oh
Drink it all before we get there, okay?
Idiot.
Okay, asshole. You wanna play? Trick or treat!
lover's prayer. I hope it'll reach out to you, my love. This is my lover's prayer, and I hope you can understand it, my love. My life is such a weary thing, but in my ears, oh, prayer just rang and rang. You keep me wanting, waiting and wishing, when I know deep down I'm not to blame. What you gonna do tonight when you need some loving arms to hold you tight? Tell me what you gonna do tonight when you need my heavy voice to tell goodbye. Honey, but you can't let that be no problem. You got to come on home and help me solve. Yeah, I won't be missing you. And honey, my love and prayer will be all over. Talk it over. Living in this misery, darling, you can't make my life all over. Honey, but you don't let that be no problem. Just come on home and help me solve. It got to be all over. Try it all over. Don't keep my life going round. So many circles. This is my love affair.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all. You believed in me. I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dream to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say, scared to confess what I'm feeling. Frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me. Nothing has changed. I'll confess what I'm feeling. Frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me. You must love me. Darkest descent.